Representative Chris Tompkins, would you actively oppose mining projects by large rivers that are vital to salmon? Asked by John Welsh.
Yeah, it's a great and very relevant question right now. Along with Representative Ortez and Ketchikan, an independent, he and I have teamed up on a number of letters to the congressional delegation, to the U.S. Secretary of State, as well as past resolutions in the Alaska legislature relating to the development of large mines on transboundary waters in southeast Alaska. And that's, in my mind, a grave concern to our fisheries, especially when you look at the Mount Pawley disaster in Canada and how that has decimated sockeye runs in the Fraser River in Canada and destroyed the way of life of First Nations people in British Columbia. And the possibility of that happening in Alaska, even though it's a Canadian mine, we're downriver, southeast Alaska is downriver, is concerning to me. So we have been highly active on that issue. I met in person with the International Joint Commission, which is one of these obscure bureaucratic international bodies which has jurisdiction over transboundary waterways between the United States and Canada in Washington, D.C., 4 years ago, and this was all just getting going as a part of that advocacy. So to directly and squarely answer the question, yes, I am concerned. I have taken action that represents Alaska's interest, our sovereign interest, and the interest of fishermen here and people who rely on seafood for their way of life, and will continue to do so going forward.
Dr. Ween, same question.
Well, the mine that is being mentioned in the transboundary, meaning it's in Canada, but the runoff and tributaries come into Alaska, is called the Red Chris Mine. And part of the problem with that is that Canada did not really require them to have a fully funded mitigation fund where people, before you start mining, you put money into the bank in case something happens that you can take care of it. One of the things in Alaska permitting is that they require upfront, full-funded mitigation. So that's what makes us different than Canada. I think that the Red Chris mine in the transboundary is a very important lesson, and it shows that we need to, I'll say, more forcefully require those individuals to up their permitting process. As far as whether would I oppose anything near large waters, well, we live in a state with laws, and anybody who wishes to, I'll say, make a mine can legally start a permitting process. And I think that is the question, will you not permit these things? And which is different than oppose them. And my notion is, since it is legal to obtain permits for these things, let's see what they want to do and how they're going to do it. So I'm not going to make any specific judgment. Thank you.